Schuss, Mann, Verweisheit. Mishnah, the end of Tainus. Vom Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Holy Yom Tov in Israel, Kachamisha of the Ba'av, Ukiyama Kippurim. There were no Yom Tov in Israel to the level of Chamisha of the Ba'av and Yom Kippurim. So Chamisha of the Ba'av is a topic for a different time. But, Yom Kippurim, there was Yom Kippurim is the spritz, it's the biggest yontif. But how Yom Tov in Israel? What's the pshat, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, Yom Kippurim, Bishlom Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, you can understand. Mishum, Tisbe, Slichel, Mechila. So the first Gemara says, because well, I think maybe Masama we would have thought also. Someone asked, why is Yom Kippurim such a big yontif? Because Yom Kippur is a day that we get Slichel Mechila. We get forgiven, we get Kaparat Avoinus, Slichel Mechila. That's what Yom Kippur is, Kibyam Azei Chapar Aleichem. That's a tremendous yontif. There's no bigger yontif than that. Kaparat Avoinus. The Gemara doesn't stop there. The Gemara continues, and it says, Yom Shad Nitnu by Luchos Achrayos. That Yom Kippur is the day that the Luchos Achrayos, the second set of Luchos, were given to Chal Yisrael. Rashi over here makes a whole cheshbon how it works out, but with the three sets of 40 days. And Lamaisa, the Cheshbon comes out, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos Achrayos on Yom Kippur. And Rashi Shrezois over here, he says, Oboike Yom Kippur Yorad, Suasar Betishrei. And then he says, V'oisa Hayoim Nikva L'Yom Kippur, this bad day was mikvah, was set as Yom Kippur. L'hidiyash ha-mochal v'nichem al-harosh ha-dibur lasis la'amoi. To make known that Kosh Baruch Hu is Moichel, and he Kaviyachol thought to change his mind, or thought differently, and not to do what he originally said he was going to do, which was to destroy Klai Yisrael with Chet Ha'egel. V'al-kein, Nikvat Soim Kippur Ba'asor B'Tishrei. Pelot Gazach. That's why Yom Kippur was Nikvah on the 10th of Tishrei, because of this story, that finally they got the Luchos Achrayos were given after the Matan Torah, the first Luchos, was destroyed, and everything was up in the air, so to speak. And then Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Luchos Achrayos, and that was known that because Baruch Hu was Moichel, Moichel v'nichem al-ra, and that's why it was Nikvah Zem Tzim Kippur v'asar b'tishrei. Kach shamati. So I'm not sure if I'm learning right Pshat and Rashi, but it could be Rashi is bavarning, because really the Gemara, you have to understand the Gemara. Why isn't it mastic for the Gemara to say that Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim is the biggest yontif because it's a day of Slicha Mechila. What's the Gemara legging through? Yaitz Nibble Luchos Achrayos, that's the yontif. What type of yontif is that? Whoever heard of such a yontif? The yontif of the days of Nibble Luchos Achrayos. So I'm not sure. It could be Rashi above one of this. Rashi is saying in Echanami. The Gemara is just saying why the day was mixed with the Slicha Mechila. The day was mikvah for Slicha v'Kapara because that was the day that the in other words, the Nesinas Luchos Achrayos was the simon that there was nimchal for the Chet Ha'egel, and Memela, that's why it was mikvah for Slicha v'Kapara, because they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was mikvah for the Chet Ha'egel. But really, what's the simcha? The simcha is not the Luchos Achrayos. The simcha is the Slicha v'Kapara. The Luchos Achrayos. What is the simon that there was the Gapara, and that's what was mikvah? I'm not sure I'm wondering about Chayim Rashi. That's kind of smelty, but that's what Rashi is saying. But the image is, L'chayr is a little bit of a daichik in the Gemara, like, why is the Gemara and Mitzvah over here have to start telling us history, and it's Tam Darsh, time of the Krah. L'may say, Yom Kippur is a day of Slichah v'Kaparis, Mefurish in the Pasuk, that is a day of Yom HaZeh Yichaper Aleichem. The point over here, the Gemara is going to start giving you historical reasons for Yom Kippur. A little bit strange. And the emphasis is that I saw the same Gaon, that it seems that there's an Indian of a celebration for the Nesinus Luchas Achreinus on Yom Kippur. The Gaon is going on the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says that Marbrei de Ravina, he would fast every day of the year, except for three. He didn't fast on Shavuos, he didn't fast on Purim, and didn't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Goyen, what's the Tzara Shava between these 3 days? He says they're all days of Kabbalah Zatayah. Shavuos is Kabbalah Zatayah. Purim, we know Akima B'Kibbal is Kabbalah Zatayah. And Erev Yom Kippur is where he ate because of celebrating Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is also Kabbalah Zatayah. It's a day of the Luchas Achrayinus. So it seems like, from the Goyen at least, that he understood this Gemara, that the Gemara is saying two things. There are two inyonim that the Yontif of Yom Kippur is, so to speak, celebrating. One is that is the Yom Slicha, the Slicha Umechila, and secondly, it's the Yom Shani Nubay Luchas Achrayinus. So, I love Davo, it's a strange thing to think of it that way. Some, to have two completely different, two completely different things that we're celebrating. We're celebrating Kapos Avarnis, and we're celebrating the Luchas Avarnis of Ada. They were connected. The reason why we were like Luchas Avarnis is because of that. But it sounds almost like that's B'mikra almost, which it can't be. If you have two in Yonim in a Yontif, the Friday Yontif like in Kippur, then Avada, you have to understand that really it's all one thing. So how do we understand this? Yom Kippur is a day, I mean, Slicha Mechila, we're used to talking about. Obviously, we only scratch the surface of it as much as we understand it, but that's the whole theme of Yom Kippur, is Mechila Zahoynes. I'm not sure how many of us think about Nesinus Luchas Achrayinus one time, the whole Yom Kippur. But Maisa, according to the Goyen, that's the reason, or one reason why to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It's because of the Kabbalah Satayra of the Luchas Achrayinus. How do we understand where the Nesinus Luchas Achrayinus fits in to the concept of what Yom Kippur is for us? So the emphasis is on a very basic level, it's really not difficult to understand what Kabbalah HaTorah has to do with Mechilas Avonos. It's not really a difficult thing to understand. After all, as they state in Chazal, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. The Mechilas Avonos, which is the tshuva of Yom Kippur, which brings Mechilas Avonos, certainly is not shayich. Would it be shayich b'chlau without the concept of Kabbalah Satayah? Just looking at it at a very practical level, a person wants to do tshuva. You have a saris who made tshuva, and it's Yom Kippur. The avodas hayom is tshuva. So by the viduyim kem and zogin, charotah we can try to have. But what's the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge is L'chay Azivas Achet. It's the Kabbalah, the biggest challenge is to stop doing bad things. Not to do bad things anymore. That's L'chay, the biggest challenge of Tshuva, right? So, what's the Eitzah? Sometimes we think there's no Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? So the Eibishter gives the Eitzah. the Mesulsa Sharm and Perik Hay is Mayrich on this a little bit, where he says that he says it's like a doctor, somebody who's very sick, and he goes to a doctor, and the doctor says, super expert doctor, the doctor says to take such and such a medicine, this is the thing you need to get better. He says, according to the fascists, this is the thing you need. And the person goes, I know better than the doctor. I'm not going to take this medicine, I'll do something else. He says in the Mesulsa Sharm, Halayomus Achoyla Huvadai. That Chayla is finished. Right? So he says the Eibishter created the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is our, so to speak, our sickness. Right? The Yetzer Hara, that's why we end up getting ourselves into whatever mess we get ourselves into. It's the Yetzer Hara, that's all it is. So, who do we go to? The doctor. Who's the doctor? The Eibishter. The Eibishter says, see, I have one Eitzah. There's no other Eitzah besides this Eitzah. The Eitzah is Limud HaTorah. There's nothing else. Right? So, Fashteitzach, that's the only way out. That's the only way out. So, what does Kabbalah HaTorah have to do with Michal's Avoidus? It has nothing to do with it. It's not trying to get to the Aleph base of Tshuva, to the first Aleph of Tshuva, Aziv Sachet. It's not trying to think about starting such a thing without a person being makabel to be more involved with Torah. So, of course, the day of Chilz Avonim is the day of the day of Mount Torah. Because Baruch Hu says, you want to come back. You taka want to be better. Here it is. This is the psalm. This is how you're going to do it. Avadul Chayes Pashit. But I'd like to say maybe a little bit of a tefer havana. I saw a couple of lines in the Maimer from Rabbaran, the Mishnah from Rabbaran, and which puts this whole thing in a completely different light. I'm going to be marchiv on it a little bit. He's very makatsa, but I think there's a moedik yisoid here in understanding how it works altogether. But really to understand how the inyan of kaparis avoinus and the inyan of ma'an prayer or mamish, it's mamish. They both come from exactly the same nekuda. So to be makdim like this, the Rambam. In Hilchas Tshuva, Peg Zion, Alach Avav says like this. It says, G'day le Tshuva, Shemekareves Ha'adam L'Shechina. How great is Tshuva that it brings a person close to the Shechina. Shenemar, quotes the Pasuk in this Shabbos, Zachtar, Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alikecha. Ad Hashem Alikecha, L'chayiz. Going from the Gemara, Tshuva is Magatha Kisiakovit. Tshuva is Ad Hashem Alikecha. The Tshuva brings the person all the way mamish back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makarev is the Adam Moshchina. And then he says like this, Emesh, and he's a Moridika Lashin of the Rambam. Emesh, he says, yesterday before the person did Tshuva, Hayazes Sonri Lufnei Amokim. This person, this Balavera, he was hated. He was like a Kodesh Baruch Hu had a sin to this person. Meshukit, the Maruchik, the Sayeva, the terrible description there of what this person was. He was disgusting. He was Maruchik. He was sent far away. Tayeva, he's an abomination. That was yesterday, before he did Tshuva. V'hayoyim, but today, who ohov, he's loved, v'nechmod, karev, yadid. He's precious and close and beloved. I was Meirich and there's more, I could read the whole thing. Kedai to look there. But I saw a very interesting horror, the Shmuzim from David Kronglass. He brings this Rambam, and he says, you know, you think about this, this is mamish, a unique phenomenon. It's mamish aloi kederach ha-teva, aloi kederach ha-teira. It says normally, if a transition, a transformation, for a person to be transformed, whether it's in the Veltes Zachin, whether it's in Teir Zachin, it's a process. To go from you don't go from being on the bottom of the rung of a company to the top in one day, right? And it's the same in Torah. You don't go from Amar's Gomer to the Gadol Hador in one day. alright, or whatever it is. You don't go from a person who has no shaykhs with davening to the person who is mamish, his chassidim who is showing him to davening for three hours in a shot with the biggest drink. It doesn't happen in one day. Right? Things are a process, a step by step. And here you have a description in the Rambam of something which is mamish abnormal. One day, the person is on the lowest rung of the ladder, and mamish all the bottom, he's meshukis, he's maruchah, te'eva, the worst things you can say about a person. And the next day, not only he's a little bit less meshukis, whatever, the next day, he's mamish on the top. He's olav, and he's nechma, and he's karev, and he's yedid. It's mamish not normal. This is his aura. So how the chat is, and he goes, Erech Bezerech Zeh also, and I'm putting it in my formula over here. The Teretz is that there's one, we can picture one type of scenario where such a thing could happen. You can have a relationship between two people, and one day it's mamish, there's a terrible feelings one towards the other, and mamish could be called hatred and disgust and all these things, and the next day it's mamish b'katzel. It could be such a thing. It's not totally unheard of in the belt. And when could such a thing be? When we're talking about a parent and a child. We're talking about a parent and a child. We can have a case where, sometimes we hear stories like this. You can have that the children and the parents are estranged from each other, and they have all sorts of hurt and all sorts of kindness and all sorts of hard feelings and things that can be called sinner and disgust and all these other things. And then, all of a sudden, something happens, whatever it is, something gets shaken up, and boom, the next day, they're crying on each other's shoulders. There's love and there's preciousness and there's all these other descriptions. It's possible. And I think that's the pshat that I saw in the Mishnah Rabbanan, he says this, but I think this is, we can understand very well, this is the pshat, the Anshei Knesset Agdol in Shmoneh Esrei. Most of the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, when we start addressing, let's say, Atah Choinin. So we just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you're a final Adam Das, or the Hashiva Shesh Kein Nechav Rishayna. But, right, we don't give any descriptions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a couple of brachas, actually, we say, not sure why, these are beer. We say, like, Rifa'inu, we say, Rifa'inu Hashem. And Baruch Aleinu Hashem Alekeinu. Shmak Aleinu Hashem Alekeinu. Well, most of the other brachas, not. Estemach Dovid Avich Meres Asmir. We don't even address HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's two brachas only in Shmoneh Esrei that we begin the bracha addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasech. Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. What's up with that, those two brachas? The answer is that we can only come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Slicha, for Tshuva and Slicha but through the medium of Avinu. That's the only attack that doesn't make sense in any other way. The Indian of tshuva, the Indian of tshuva and the Indian of kaparas avonis is only possible because of the relationship of Avinu. I have to go just one step further here. The Moedikas Tzifri, the Rashi in Chumash brings it, and the pasuk that we say twice a day. At least three times a day. Vishinantam Levanecha. It says in Kriya Shema, Vishinantam Levanecha, you should teach your sons, your children. It says Rashi, Levanecha Eila Talmidim. Who's Levanecha? Who are your sons? Those are the Talmidim. It's referring to Talmidim. Matzinu v'chalmakim shal Talmidim kruyim bonim. We find all over, says Rashi, that Talmidim are called Bonim. Shanamar, and then he gives the first example. So Moedike Chazal. That's the three. Shanamar, Bonim Atem Hashem Oikechem. Where do we see Where do we see that Talmidim are called Bonim? Because the Pasuk says, Bonim Atam Hashem Alkeichem. So what does it say over here? What is it saying over here in the Tefri? Tefri is saying that the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah calls Bonim Atam Hashem Alkeichem, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, that relationship is a raya. The Pasha Tides Bear, there must be. That the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that you are my Bonim, that's a raya, or that's a dogma that Talmidim are called Bonim. So why are we HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bonim? Because we're Talmidim. Now, tell you the truth, I never understood this so well. It always bothered me a little bit. I never thought it through until I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight. But the, what's the pshat? Neche teisa. What's the pshat in the Sefri? The bottom of the Talmud Hashem Elokeichem. The Rav Araya, or the only way to understand that, say Chazal, is because we're Akash Brokos Talmidim. Because we're his Talmidim. That's why we're his Bonim. That's the only way to understand why we're his Bonim. Maybe we're his Bonim because Chazal created us. Right? So the emphasis is that can't be. It's Pasha Chazal. Chazal, it can't be. It can't be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Umas Ha'olam also. Umas Ha'olam are called Bonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Doimim, the Melech, and the Chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not we don't say that the tree is bent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So what is it? It's only Klal Yisrael. It's only Klal Yisrael. So what is it about Klal Yisrael that makes us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bonim? What is it? There's only one thing. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melayim, Etayir, Elayim, Yisrael. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us his Talmidim. He made us a Talmidim. That's why we're Bonim. How do we understand it? So the Chayyudah, I'm a Gabshat over here. The Chayyur is that what's the relationship between a father and a son? It's not only that the father is, like the Mishnah says, is mevi'oi l'idei chayolam hazeh. The father brought the son into existence into this world. That's not the only thing. I mean, if somebody can, can create a work of art, a masterpiece, so is that his son? It's not his son. Right? So what is it? What is it that makes them that creates the Shem Ben, Avon Ben? What is this? So the Chari of the Pshat is that the simple Pshat is that the father gives a piece of himself. Well, that's the Metzias Advarim. The father gives a piece of himself, and that piece of himself grows into a son. Right? That's what it is. In Mamela, there's something of the father in the son. In a whole different dagger. You can say maybe in a work of art like that also to a certain extent, but it's a whole different dagger. There's a dimion, there's a shiva, there's something there. There's something, you look at the son, oh, like father, like son. You can see the son, you can see the Messias of the father in the son. The son, the son way, because there is, the Messias is reflected in the son somehow. That's in the Teva Island, that's what it is. Or Aben Aben. So but the Indian of Bottom Atom Hashem Lekechem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kavu Yochel a part of himself. Kavu Yochel, you can't it's hard to finish it and stop altogether, but something it's a Kutzbrichu Yisrael Verayis Kutzbrichu Kadu, right? And everyone all knows from the Zohar HaKadosh. The chat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah, which is Chad, with Kutzer Brichu, whatever that means, and he gave that to Klal Yisrael, to the point that now Klal Yisrael also shares that Metzias. So there's a Metzias, just like a father is a piece of himself becomes the son, and now there's something in the son that's part of the father. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, which is part of himself, so to speak, to Klal Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael has that Torah as part of themselves, and that creates, again, as I'm talking, Mamish, it's hard even to say such words, but this is the way we're supposed to understand, with such a dimin, with such a muscle. to understand it, to understand it in such a way. Ki'ilo, there's something, there's a, I saw in the Chassid Yaiv, it says on the Mishnah, Chavim Yisrael, Snigru Banam Amakim, he says that his brach is, that Chal Yisrael has the Inyan Alaiki, he says. That's his lashon, it's a philosophical kind of a lashon. It's a, but the godliness to them. Shad is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim, the Elokei Elohim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael is called Banu Amakim because there's something there in Klal Yisrael that's a reflection of Elokus, in an Eloki. And that's what Bonim, and the Inyan Eloki is embodied, so to speak, in the Torah. That's what the Torah is. Yisrael, the Raisa Kushabrich Uchad. That's Bonim, Atom Hashem Alekeichem, Veshinantem Levonecha Eilu Atalmidim, Shenemar Bonim Atom Hashem Alekeichem. That's what, that's the Yachas of a Ben and of a Talmud and a Rebbe also has to be Al Zer Adar, but that takes us too far afield to try to understand that so well right now. But Koponim, that's the pshat in Bonim Atom Hashem Alekeichem. And with this we understand why we have in the Nusuch of Unzur Tfilus, again, the Chayyah from Nitzvah Ma'ashi Nesak Doyla, we find the Lashon of Avinu a lot of times connected after the Torah. It's most boiling in the Brach of Avarabba, where we say, Avinu, Avarachamon, Merachim, Merachim, Aleinu, where we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu, in the context of Assembly Beinu of the Talmud Teresacha. Because when we're dealing with Torah, then the Torah, the relationship of Bonim, Adam Hashem Lekeichem, is Bedavka through Torah. So when we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah, what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to intensify the Yachas of Aaron and Bain. And therefore we turn to him in the Midah of Avinu. That's what we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. Hashiveinu Avinu is Tshuva. But it says Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. Here we have Mavish in the same brach. We have both in Yonim in the same words. That the Avinu is, like we said before, that's the holy side of Tshuva and the holy side of Kaparas Avinus. It's only Shaykh because the Kashbarav is Messiahis with us through the Indian of Bonim Atah Hashem Lekeichem. And now we learn from here from Chazal that the Inyan of Bonim Atah Hashem Lekeichem is the Inyan of Torah. That's what it is. The Torah is the thing that creates the bond of Av and Bein. It's not from anything else. It's from Eilu Talmidim. That's what it is. And in Eilu we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back to Tshuva, but the medium is Davkus with Torah. Because Torah is the only way that we can have this Yachas of Av and Bein altogether. It's Mansa's garnished on. The whole Indian of Tshuva and the Indian of Kaparas Avinus doesn't start without the Indian of Torah. Because it's only through the relationship that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Talmidim that we have the rech to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu. Avinu means he's Monzer Rebbe. That's what it means. That's the Taisha. That's Shem Chazal. The Taisha of Avinu is that he's Malabit Torah to us. That's what it is. I mean, well, we can only turn to Avinu to bring us back and to give us Kaparas Avinus to ask us through Torah. And that's why the Indian of, we go back to the Gemara now, that Lehayu Yamim Tovim LeYisrael Kiyom HaKippurim. Why? Because it's Mishum De'etz Be'Slichu Mechila Yayim Shenidnu Be'Loich Luchas Achroinus. The Yayim Shenidnu Be'Loich Luchas Achroinus is not a separate Indian. And it's not Stama Simen, like we thought, maybe as the Rashi's learning, but it's not Stama Simen that this Kaparas Avinu. The pshat is that the whole Kaparas Avinus that there was on Yom Kippurim was a manifestation. The only way Shaykh Kaparas Avinus is a manifestation of this tremendous Ava, of the Avla Bain that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has to it, and that itself is mushrish only in Torah. That's all. So there had to have been a Yom Shenidnu Baluchas Achroinus. If that wasn't the Yom Shenidnu Baluchas Achroinus, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have had a Shaykh as the Torah, it wouldn't have been possible a whole Musig of Mechilas Avinus. The whole Mechilas Avinus was only because of the Mitnul by Luchas Achrayinus. So Mela can sustain that's something to think about going to Mekippah Mekamet Stodim now. Avada, it's possible what we said before, like Mitzvah Shoshan says. That Avoyedis HaTshuva is not Shayach Bechlal to start the Azivas HaChet Befrat. It's not Shayach to start Bechlal without a Kabbalah. I'll tell you about a Kabbalah to intensify a Shayach to Torah, because that's the only Eitz of the Eitz Sahara. If not that, like the Chayla will be made Zvada, like Mitzvah Shoshan says. There's no hope for anything without the Torah. But a hagufa, the reason why there's no hope for anything is because the only hope that we have is this yachas that we have, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, this korbus, this iskarbus that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's gufa the tabum for the Yetzirah also. This iskarbus, this yachas of Av L'Bein that we have, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the closest that Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the tabum for the Yetzirah. Rabbi explained over there in the Shmuz. That's the tabum for the Yetzirah. So the Indian, it's all one Indian over here. The Indian of Kabbalah Satira on Yom Kippur is Gufa, the Indian of the Tshuva, like, because that's the Kabbalah on the Zivis Achet, and that's also Gufa, the Indian, why how it's Shayach Kaparas Avoinis, because it's only through the Indian of Ab and Bain, and Mela, the few days that we have until Yom Kippur, everybody has to find ways is kafim and shahu to find to be makabel more of a shaykh is the Torah, more of a kabbalah all Torah, and through that we'll take a bizaycha to intensify this madrega of one amat and shalom lekechem el of talmidim, and then we'll have a right to come back to Baruch Hu and say shlachlonu avinu kichatanu, and we'll be zoicha to the kaparas avinus of Yom Kippurim, and duch them to be zoicha to gemachas in the taiva.